fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 20th of November. Prepper tip of the day, pray for our president, pray for our president's family, pray for our republic. Maintain your situational awareness and hunker down. Get ready for what's coming. The expanded prepper tip, get yourself a Christmas gift, a dozen merino wool socks. I just got a dozen from Sportsman's Guide. The ones I got 10 years ago are still quite serviceable. I just wanted to freshen them up and get some new ones. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Dr. Wilbert is my personal physician. We'll be talking about health-related matters. If you have a question or comment, just give us a call about health-related matters only, please. We're trying to make this as good an hour as we can. That call number, the new call number, is 512-248-8252. If you'd like to get a private consultation, maybe perhaps become a client of Dr. Wilbert, just give him a call at 314-495-6480. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, John Moore. I'm here, excited as ever, thankful that you're having me once again.
Well, it's good to have you, sir. I was telling people earlier in the show that you've conducted seminars for doctors all over the country, and I believe some international seminars, too. Am I right on that?
Well, actually, I didn't cross the big ocean yet. I was planning to do that, teach a number of doctors that I know in France and Italy and Switzerland, but that hasn't happened as of yet. But with the 757 Boeing back in the air, and when things calm down by June of 2021, I think I'll do that.
Well, you should. You should.
Not to mention the doctors here in the continental United States, Mexico, U.S., proper, and Canada.
Well, Doctor, your residence is still in St. Louis County, which was once again on lockdown for the fake pandemic. The coronavirus kills 0.3% of people that get it, 0.3, which is the same as a seasonal flu, which doesn't translate into a pandemic at all, does it, sir?
Well, you know, John, if you remember, and my memory is getting better and better the more I use it, there's no such thing as Alzheimer's. It's just you stop doing what you used to do when you were a kid. You don't play any card games. You don't read. You don't challenge your brain with opportunities to figure things out. You've heard this before. The more you use it, the more you lose. No, the more you, if you don't use it, you lose it. There you go. So the reverse is true. The more you use it, the better you can use it.
Right.
It's just like anything else. The mind, and especially the mind. I just can't, I mean, I can see it, but that's because the important factor was they didn't know what to do. See, our creator, and, you know, we've had different designs, different terms for the creator as a scientist, because at one time scientists didn't believe that there was a creator. And I've always known that there was something that had to make this, as we observe it, function in the perfect order. Did I say perfect order? Yes, perfect order that it was designed. For the eons that the earth has been orbiting the sun, I can guarantee you that's true. It's never been the opposite, even though some people believed it was the opposite. The earth doesn't deviate one microscopic millimeter from its orbital path. It's just designed to pass the sun at certain times to give us the change in season. That's perfection. That's perfection. It's cloudy here in St. Louis International Airport, and, you know, but it's sunshining all over the world because the sun continues to shine. And so with that degree of certainty, we can, and as a scientist, here's the definition, here's my definition of scientist. A scientist is a person, man, woman, boy, girl, that observes the behavior of, here's the word, the intelligent designer. The intelligent designer. Now, there's two theories, and I happen to have a degree in human biology, and, you know, I've done some research in creation and all that stuff. It don't matter what you believe, it's what's true. So you may believe something that's not true. Here's what I know. Life begots life. And so fish don't give spawn to birds and anything else. It's species versus species. So even if you believed in something like the Big Bang Theory, and I've taught in Chicago. Chicago is the medical community of the chiropractic profession. They have national chiropractic there right outside of Chicago. And I remember I went up and helped them set up with one of the engineers at the college and helped them set up their first ergonomics laboratory in Chicago. And this is before I graduated. So I kind of knew the flavor. You know, they're leaning more toward pseudomedics. I've never been want to be a medical doctor. I've always wanted to be a doctor, but I'm thinking, a medical doctor? No. Somebody told me one time, said, share it with me, somewhat less lovingly, well, you're not a medical doctor, and your point being, see, here's the difference. I know what medical doctors do. Medical doctors don't know what I do. They have no clue what I do. None. In fact, you say chiropractor, they curse you, and it's still going. There's a conspiracy theory amongst the medical profession to keep the chiropractors on the bottom of the rung of the list. And I can tell you this, if you haven't had your nervous system checked, you may want to consider it. You may want to consider it because eyes, ears, nose, throat, pancreas, heart, liver, lungs, spleen, colon, digestive tract, and all 600-700 muscles in your body has a nerve go to it to make it work. So if you haven't had it checked, like your gas meter, you don't even know how it's working until your body say, hey, there's a disrupt in the signal. So even if you believed in the Big Bang Theory, John, I'm sure you've done this. You've blown up an M80 right around 4th of July. Big Bang thingy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Back when you could still buy such things, of course I did.
Yes, you can. Oh, yeah. The biggest fireworks celebration I've seen, we were downtown one New Year's Eve, and we had a street looking right at the arch, and I had never noticed this before. The fairground, I mean, the fireworks display, ringing in the new year, is 10 times better than the 4th of July.
Really?
Yes. For some reason, I did love fireworks. I go, oh, wow. Oh, my goodness, I'm getting goosebumps now just thinking about it.
Right, right.
That's one thing we used to do is watch fireworks. And so even if you believed in the Big Bang Theory, once you blow up that M-80, that cherry bomb, and what do you see? You see all those little fragmented pieces all over the place that right. used to be the cherry bomb. Uh-huh, gather them up, put them back together. I guarantee you won't get them all, and secondarily, you won't be able to get it back together.
No, that's not going to happen.
So consider this. Even if there was a Big Bang Theory, everything came out in the organized pattern as we know it, the known and unknown universes. And we're talking specifically the Earth. So how do you organize and control a Big Bang Theory? That means you're an intelligent designer. You got it in control. And in my mind, John, I've always thought this, that if creation is perfect, why do people think their bodies can do something wrong? Well, that's you've just been duped. You've been duped. You bought a can of beans. Thought it was going to turn into gold in a beanstalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been duped. The body can't do anything wrong. Then secondarily, John, here's what we do. We say, oh, there's pain. I want it to go away. Your next question is it a heart attack? Well, no. My back's killing me. Well, guess what? It used to be one cell big. Every cell in your body continues to communicate with every other cell. And if you feel it in your back, that means your brain has convinced some part of your body to take the brunt of the interference that creates acid that blocks the signal going from brain to body, body to brain. And by the way, true or false, the most important signal is from brain to body. And false. The most important neurological signal is from body to brain. It's called sensory. It's 10 to 100 times more sensory messages that go to the brain than from the brain, called motor. Let's just say your body was in a state of contortion, ears stuck in holding hands with your shoulders. See, if your ears and shoulders are holding hands and that muscle on top of your shoulders tight, that means you're stressing. In the background, the subconscious mind is playing all of your experiences simultaneously on giant Dolby surround sound picture screen. Trust me, all of them. So if you're bench pressing that big muscle on top of your shoulder called the trapezius, it's the only muscle in the body that has two kinds of nerves that go to it. One of them is spinal accessory cranial nerve 11, which means there's a nerve that comes off the neck that makes it work. So that means you can voluntarily do bench presses, which are good for you, by the way, chest presses and all that muscular activity. But when you're just sitting there supposed to be chillaxing, relaxing and chilling out, and your shoulders and ears holding hands, that means you're stressing. If you're bench pressing without bench pressing, that means you're stressing. Whatever you're thinking about, either consciously or in the background, is promoting defense physiology. Healing doesn't exist. So I want everybody that's listening before we go to break, everybody that's listening, take your shoulders and raise them all the way up and see if you can get them as close as you can to your ears. Hold them there. Breathe. And out. There you go. Breathe in. Hold those shoulders up there. Hold them up there. Hold them up there. Ow. Ow. No, not ow. You feel it more. Good. Now put them down. Boom. I guarantee you they lowered more than where they were. It's a simple knowingness of what to do. But in the meantime, if that trapezius muscle stayed tight for an imaginary, illusionary bear, I call it SEMO, subconscious emergency emotional imaginary memory override. If you're running from a past tense nonsense thing that's going on and you didn't taste the positive thoughts, feelings, and emotion on it because you lived through it, and I know you learned, that's the definition of learning. Learn that from my mom. If it don't kill you, make you stronger. Grandmother, don't kill you, make you stronger. Finally, I got the message. If you lived through it, you learned. If you learned, it made you stronger. You just have to assign learning to that experience. Most of us don't. We hold on to it. Harboring resentment and grudge is like drinking poison, H2SO4, hydrochloric sulfur, right, whatever it is. Drinking poison and expecting someone else to die. Wow. Just imagine making a fist, ball your fist up as tight as you can, and it's coming up on our first break. And I want you to hold it during the break and hold it till 10 o'clock. Keep the fist balled up till 10 o'clock. And then we'll discuss. Yeah, first of all, you won't do it. Secondarily, the reason why you won't do it, because after about 30 seconds, you start to feel those muscles. They'll say, why you got your fist balled up? Well, that fist ball up is the same defense physiology that you feel in your shoulders, in your neck, in your back. Defense physiology for an imaginary bear. And you know what happens when someone tries to attack you? Shoot, John, you've been through so much. I'm going to protect me and my buddies. Yeah.
Right.
You go into emergency awareness. Come near me. It's you or me. It ain't going to be me.
Right.
That's the level of physiology that we bring on ourselves when we allow ourselves to think less than positive about any experience that we live through. Wow. That's hard to do. No, it's not as simple. There's complex physiology and chemistry and neurology that's associated with it. It's a real simple thing to do. Check your shoulders every hour. You can lower them, say thank you. Thank you, body. It's not a heart attack. Your body is the perfect messenger. It tells you how your mind has been mucking up your life. It tells you what you think about how you live in your life. And I'm from Missouri. Show me what you do work. Well, John, before this pandemic came on, there was another one. It's called obesity. We're one of the biggest countries in the world. It's been like that for some time. First it was 2 out of 5, now 3 out of 5, 4 out of 5. You get 5 people together today. Most of them got too much baggage. Body and mind. 70% of your immune system. 70% of your immune system, that fights off colds, viruses, flu, and all that stuff, your immune system that you work daily to support and shore up, 70% of your immune system is in your gut. That explains why most of the people that succumb to the virus have larger than necessary guts. Yeah, and we never took it seriously until now. Even the frontline workers, when I periodically look at the news, I look at people, you're stressing and you're carrying too much baggage. In order for you to retain calories that get stored as fat, you got to be putting calories in and not using them. And most of the time, the calories you're putting in is food on the run and ain't no good for you.
Doctor,
and now you're stressing.
That reminds me, I need to tell you a quick story. One of my neighbors, he died about 5 years ago. He was mostly height, weight, proportionate, except for his gut. He looked like he was smuggling a basketball under his shirt. And he liked a particular brand of potato chips. And he alerted all his family members, his adult children, his brother, his wife, to keep a close eye out for coupons when those particular brand of potato chips was on sale. And during his funeral, his son made fun of that, about how his father liked these potato chips so much that he had the entire family on alert to find coupons for his favorite potato chips to be on sale, while his dad, 10 feet away, is laying there dead with this massive gut. It was so sad.
Yeah. You know, John, what people don't know, they don't know. And what they tend to do is what they think no works for them. You know, Lay's has a tagline, you can't just eat water. I know that. That's why I don't eat them. If I want a potato chip, I'd make my own. I'd make my own. But you got this 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 inches of omentum. It's not momentum. It's omentum. Fat in the gut is omentum, which takes away from your momentum.
There you go. Hold that thought, Doctor. We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 20th of November. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'm so glad I got mine. You should get yours, too. If you want to protect your vehicle and have it run when nobody else's does after an EMP attack, the Chinese are certainly willing to do that. Nice discount if you get your EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert, my personal physician. If you'd like a private consultation, possibly become his client like I have, just give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you. Leave a message if he's not there. Here's that telephone number, 314-495-6480. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. Let's continue, doctor. Take your phone off mute, doctor. Dr. Wilbert. Hello, Dr. Wilbert. It looks like Dr. Wilbert's not with us. Maybe he'll get back with us here in a moment. Maybe his phone's just on mute. It's always a treat to have Dr. Wilbert with us. This man has a brain that just doesn't quit. He's on fire for people to be healthy, to maintain health, to recover lost health, to have the fun, full, happy, productive life that we all want to have. That's Dr. Wilbert's goal. And I want to help him achieve his goal, and I want all of you to achieve that goal as well. We need healthy Americans for what's coming up. We really do. We need healthy, energetic Americans for what's coming up. We don't know how bad it's going to get. We know it could get bad. And we shall see. We shall see. We don't have long to wait. The Electoral College votes on December the 14th. That's what, it's less than 3 weeks, obviously. Less than 4 weeks, excuse me. It's coming up real quick. President Trump's legal defense team is doing a stellar job despite the misinformation. Dr. Lynn, are you back, sir?
I'm here.
Okay, let's continue, sir.
Judy reminded me, she says, realizing that it was time to get back to the conference, I got right here and she said, Dr. Wilbur, are you there? Okay. Go hang up and try again. I went, no, just I pick my phone up. When she say hang up, boom, she gone. And she reminds me of my mother. When she say goodbye, son, click, you better have said everything you want to say. When she say goodbye, her finger is on the off button. And then she says, well, here, let's try. I don't think she tried enough.
Okay. Well,
I don't think she tried. If at first you don't succeed, try again. No. Here you go. I know what happened. Exactly what happened. Here, let's get me back on. Don't try. If you try to save a person's life, call 911 first. Keep trying. But if you try to save their life 100 times, they're going to be dead on the first time if you didn't do it. Nike say just try it. No, they don't. Nike say just do it. That's how they made their gazillions of money. Just do it. If you don't get it done, if you don't get it done, you don't guilt trip yourself. You reset your intention and you plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So you plan and you reset your intention and then you get up and you just do it again. Now, if you happen to have a day of planned accomplishments and you don't accomplish them, because anything can happen to anybody, it's called unforeseen circumstances. They come up all the time. We can't see them coming, but the more important question is, how do you react spontaneously when they arrive? And of course, it's going to be a challenge to your emotional, psychological, energetic, and physical self. So how do you respond? I can tell you, John, you know this for sure. If you haven't trained, don't expect to respond properly. If you haven't trained properly, don't expect to because after you've got your training in, then you don't have to think about what to do. What you do is use your 5, 6, 7 senses to evaluate the moment. Then your training kicks in automatically, and hey, you got it done. Why? Because you put your time in. There's a computer term, garbage in, garbage out, Geico. Mm-hmm. You get my point. Put garbage thoughts in your mind, you get garbage out. Let me give you an example, John.
Okay.
And I have a book on my shelf. It's called the 22 non-negotiable laws of wellness. And I invite people to Google it and get it. Oh, there it is. I've looked all over the place for it, and it's right next to me. I love that. And so There's a certain amount of accountability, personal accountability where we are. That's what we can do. You can't make anybody do anything, especially those of us with children. We figured out, I happened to figure out a little bit later that I can't make anybody do anything because I was pretty much
Hold that thought, doctor. We have a break. The book is 22 Non-Negotiable Laws of Wellness, Greg Anderson. A paperback is $14 at Amazon.com. Kindle edition, $6.50. We got a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 20th November. My website is thelibertyman.com. Special notice. My Black Friday sale begins today. It goes until Monday, the 30th. Energy cleaners, 20%, $25 off. Mattress pads, 10% off. When you place your order with my order takers, don't even mention the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place your order. I process them manually. I put the discount there when I process the order. Same thing when you place your order online. I process the orders. I put the discount in there. If you're mailing a check, make sure it's postmarked before midnight the 30th and just calculate the correct dollar amount. $25 off energy cleaners and 10% off mattress pads. My toll-free line, 24 hours a day to place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that I personally pack up, by the way. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-592. Let's get this straight. Start fresh. 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you'd like to be a client of his, have a private consultation, just give him a call. That number is 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right, John. When I first came upon that book, I'm going, what? The 22 non-negotiable laws of wellness? You know, laws, most of the physical laws are non-negotiable, like gravity. I hear some people say, well, I don't believe in that stuff. Y'all do. I say, really? Go up on top of that 10-story high building and jump off. Well, you won't survive unless you got some kind of technology attached to your back. And so I didn't use that analogy anymore. I said, well, just go just stand in your chair. Jump off, see what happens. Now, you're going to need a little bit more time than that, so why don't you just go up on top of your retaining wall or maybe right off the roof of your first floor. You will survive that. You may break something. You may puncture something, but you will survive a first-story jump. And then as fast as you can, as loud as you can, say, I don't believe in gravity. And see if gravity believes what you just said. It doesn't. For every time you get up, it'll calm down. That's a law.
Well, Doctor, when I was a boy, 10 years old, I thought it was great fun to take a running leap off the roof of my parents' garage.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
Oh, many times, multiple times, not just once. Multiple times. It was great fun.
When I was about 10, 11, 12, we had this giant, I think it was a sycamore or an oak tree, and somehow we skimmed up there and tied one of the big ropes, and we used to jump off the top of the garage and fly all over the yard.
There you go.
See, you're a crazy man like I am.
Airborne all the
way. No, we just love things that challenge us, and you know, man's got to know his limitations. And so, let me share this with you. Tuesday, which is a Friday. Okay, so I'm thinking it's Tuesday. I'm ready to go out and I have a home client that I visit now because of everything. And she's polio paraplegic, but she's been a client for 25, 30 years. And so I go to home visit. And just while we're getting ready to leave, a client called me who was in the middle of a personal injury litigation. And despite everything I've told her up to this point, I've had her case. I used to do 70% personal injury. If you don't think you're injured in a motor vehicle accident, have another thought, do some research, go see a reputable chiropractor, and you still won't heal 100% because ligaments are the only tissue in the body that don't heal 100%. At most, 90 to 95. Bones are stronger when you set them correctly and allow them to heal. And muscles, you can get back to 100%. And so this happened to be a client of mine. She's first-line RN. She's got 5 children, her husband, her mother, her brother, and then 2 daughters, 3 daughters. So there's 6. Because she takes care of all of them. And so she calls me and say, well, Dr. Wilbur, the insurance company. I say, Mary, it doesn't matter what the insurance company says. Let's go to trial. Whatever, Mary, look, I got to go. Let's go to trial. Talk to the attorney that I referred you to. I've been working with since 1988 or 9. And then we'll go from there. I'm already prepared for a trial. There's no other option because you deserve this. And I didn't snap back fast enough. Before I went to Midtown over North St. Louis U to help my client. And it was a bobsled plummet downhill after that. And you know I know what I'm talking about because your wife, Dr. Moore, was in a trauma vehicular accident. And actually it took her backwards a bunch of steps. And then we got on the phone for 2 hours with an insurance rep. And what happened? We settled amicably. And I know we did because you didn't call your attorneys. Uh-huh. So I know what I'm talking about. Insurance companies just go with protocol, and they're in the business to collect premiums and pay less benefits. But I'm telling you, John, by the time I got back home, my bed met me in the parking lot. Well, I can't go sleep in the parking lot. My body took a physical downturn that was so dramatic, and I allowed it to happen. Wow. Won't happen again. See, my personal responsibility, and that's one of the laws of wellness, the law of personal accountability. My personal responsibility to myself is to monitor my emotional meter. Yeah, like a tachometer or gasometer, one of those meters that measure that, you know, when you run out of gas and you just went past too many RPM. We don't have a meter other than our bodies that tells us, and sometimes it tells us before we get there, and then other times it doesn't. The little noise in your car went away? No, it didn't. It's coming back. That little, oh, what was that? That is gone. No, it ain't coming back. And so we pay attention to the moment. The only thing we can master is our moment-to-moment thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Well, I can't control my emotions because you don't control your feelings. How do you do that? It's real simple. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Maybe complex, maybe complicated, but it's simple. I will keep an emotional barometer that goes from happy to love to joy to peace to self-control to kindness. And if I'm out of that emotional meter portion, which is all green, I installed an automatic snap back instantaneous button, because it took Dr. Wilbert was recovering. I put him on bed rest Wednesday, Thursday, because the best way to heal is to rest. Yeah, I know what to do, and I know what not to do. Issue is most of us don't. That's the issue. So back to this pandemonium, this pandemic.
I mean, that pandemonium. Yeah, it is. There's no pandemic. There's no pandemic.
Panic.
It's a fantasy.
It's like, this is it. You don't want to wear a mask? That's your business. When I get upset or emotionally disturbed about you wearing a mask, I just dip my nose in your business. I don't want to do that. Because I'm paying attention to your business. I'm not paying attention to my business. My business is not getting the attention it deserves. Exactly. That means you get distracted, and then you're easily led. Because you can't think straight when you're in a state of emotional upsetness. There's no coherent thinking between your brain. There's no cognitive coherence. There's no cardiac coherence. There's no physiological coherence. There's no emotional coherence. That's the name of a book, Dr. Alan Watkins, Coherence. He teaches CEOs all over the world to how to manage you so you can manage your CEO. We are CEOs of ourselves. The law of personal accountability. You're personally accountable. Nobody makes you upset. You know, when you get upset, there's no healing. What am I healing? Life, moment. You got to rebuild, repair, revitalize, restore, rejuvenate everything you tore down during the day when you go to sleep. In fact, it's a fact. Your subconscious uses 80% of the available energy that you have available in a 24-hour period. So while you're conscious, you're only using 20% of your available energy. Excuse me? Okay, let me say it again. While you are awake, that's 20%. When you go to sleep, the subconscious uses 80% to heal. Wow. That's why if you go to bed tired, wake up tired, you didn't heal. In fact, you woke up tired and went to bed. Should have stayed up. And you've got sleepy enough. I'm sure most people have felt this. Man, I was so tired. I laid down and I was so tired I couldn't go to sleep. Right. Which means you forgot to turn off your emergency alarm, your fire, SWAT team, ambulance. All the emergency responders, you forgot to turn them off because you've been responding to an imaginary bear. Well, I didn't know it. Well, hey, that's why we share information, because now you know. Nobody makes you angry. Nobody makes you upset. Nobody makes you do anything. It is your choice. It is your choice to become emotionally disturbed or not. But realize this, whether you believe it or not, do some more research. Google the book, Coherence. art of brilliant leadership of oneself. He teaches CEOs all over the world. We talk worldwide. He's got a massive website. I've been following him for a long time. The difference between what he knows and what I know is that I'm learning more about what he knows. He's a cardiologist, immunologist, a diabetologist. He's got more letters behind his name than the alphabet. But he knows the stuff, and he measures it scientifically. There's a machine called a heart rate variability machine that can predict within 0.1% degree of certainty whether or not you're doomed for a heart attack. We haven't had one yet. How about we get off that road? Every condition you have is instead of a heart attack. Every condition you have is instead of a heart attack. So can we be thankful and grateful that we're still alive, and we can take in some more information and do something different in order to get a different outcome? I have people that are on medication, and my question to them is, when did you start taking the medication? Oh, it was like, well, here's my next statement. You had a big stress then. Oh, yeah. You know what happened? No. I don't want to know what happened. Don't tell me your stress. I added to my plate. I got enough. I just want you to know that there was a stress-related event that was life-threatening, and your pharmacy factory shut down. And your body said, hey, we need some blood pressure regulating, blood sugar regulating, fluid regulating drugs. You're going to have some issues in your tissues. So you go to a doctor, ask another human, what's wrong with me? Two steps that I normally don't make. The last time I went to a doctor other than myself was 1994. I did a physical exam for a life insurance policy. And I haven't seen the need to go. Now, don't follow my lead, because I consult with a doctor every moment of every day. That'll be Dr. Leonard Brian Wilbur. And I know what I know. Sometimes it's difficult to do, but I get it done. I get it done. And I've been working on myself. You know, you power down, but that's not acceptable. You power up. You ever heard anybody bounce back? I don't want to bounce back. I want to bounce forward. I want to bounce upward. I want to continuously catapult to my next level of optimum wellness. Yes, by the way, we're all in our optimum state of wellness. My responsibility using a system called AccuTouch is an energy balancing system based steeped in research, acupressure, you name it. And it works 100% of the time, 100% of the people. John, I remember that look on your face when you laid on my table. You go, what the fuck? How did it? You mean my mind did that? Yes, it did. Your mind will muck you up, and you can tell by looking at your face. I'm in a neutral, happy space all the time. My sister, who's my baby sister, she thinks she's still a princess. That was her nickname when she came home from the hospital. She got three older brothers. She said, brother, I can't tell what you're thinking just by looking at your face. I said, thank you. See, 95% of communication is nonverbal. 95% of communication is nonverbal. I'm a linguist, and I also study communication. In fact, I'm thinking about going back to school. I'm going to figure it out and get me a degree in psychology. Ology, study of, psych, mind, study of the mind. I have more brain, and the brain is the only organ that can mind. It can send that energy to other organs, like the angry liver and all that stuff. But your brain is the only organ that can generate thoughts. Thoughts have energy. Thoughts are things, and so are words. It's also known as word pictures. Let me give you an example. Pain. Ooh, that's a positive word picture. Well, they don't say it because it's not pain. It's called increased awareness. Would you want increased awareness in your heart? No. But then be thankful for the increased awareness that you're feeling in any other part of your body. Because trust me, whether you believe me or not, whether you believe in gravity or not, your brain convinced that tissue to take the brunt of the acid, which was put there by you, lifestyle. I remember one time I went to culinary school when my son was in school, and I gave an ergonomic program for chefs because they work hard. And all day work hard, but they're passionate about what they do. I love cooking. Oh, my goodness. And you wait till I finish my apple pie today. I might just do a pineapple upside down cake, too. But I said that we are responsible for our condition. Little did I know that there was one of the instructors in the audience that had cancer. And she couldn't accept the fact that she brought the cancer on herself. And she didn't come back after break.
That would be tough. We have our last break. We have our last break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me done. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 20th of November. Being with Dr. Lynn Wilbert, if you'd like to be a client of his, just give him a call. Leave a message at 314 1-800-495-6480. Doctor, got about three and a half minutes here, sir.
Take your time. Time is flying by. That means I'm having fun.
Okay, good.
I mentioned a lady, and that was her perception of what I said. I can't control the perception of anyone, but I can control my intentions. I know my intentions. If you misconstrue my intentions, that's on you. As a child, I used to hear, you know, we'd be talking bad about each other. Well, you know what? I'm rubber, and you're glue. And what you say about me, bounce off me and stick on you. I go, ooh, here's the apropos message today. We're not qualified to judge as mere humans. If you're judging someone else, you're judging yourself. Trust me, and judgment is a pile of acid you don't want to go to because it involves a bunch of different things. So since we, I'm looking in the law of personal accountability, and here's the first paragraph. Most people think wellness is a question of eating your vegetables, taking a daily walk, and having good genes. In the long run, they figure my genes will determine my health and my life. My efforts are secondary. Quote from the book. That belief is an illusion. The law of personal accountability states that if we, yes, you and I, who are responsible first and foremost for our wellness. If you don't believe that, have another thought, and then pretty soon think more about it, and you'll change your beliefs. And as soon as you change your beliefs, you'll change your behavior. We are products of perfect creation. Perfect creation. There's nothing wrong with perfection. Adjust your thinking. Monitor what you're thinking about each moment. Yeah, the next moment that's coming by, if you ain't happy and loving and peaceful and sharing and thankful and kind and mild and meek and all those things that we know that babies are before they learn filters, before they learn to hide their heart, thinking that their heart could be hurt. Heart can't be hurt. Heart's the seat of love. You think your heart's hurt? That's a Jedi mind trick that your mind played on your heart the first time your heart felt something. Live your life from your heart. And you'll live longer sharing and spreading love. The most abundant energy in the universe. All we need is love, love. One of my favorite Beatles songs. Brilliant, talented group. Put more love in our life. We'll live longer.
That's right, Doctor.
Beautiful.
Good place to end it. Have a good Thanksgiving next week. We'll have you back next Friday.
Every day is Thanksgiving, John. Everybody else just joined in my club.
It is, Doctor. Thank you, Doctor.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great one.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever gear up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.